This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh!
Oh my God.
No, he didn't. Oh no, he didn't. Oh no, he didn't.
God damn.
My boy is wicked smart.
Wow. Curveball.
You got up to get a soda water, and I was like, fuck him, let him record.
That is so smart. Well played.
The one time I got it done on time.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome.
Oh man. Yeah, did you guys get my text earlier?
Yes, that was very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I'm trying to be better about that because I realized that goes a long way. Conversation.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's helpful for sure. I was honestly impressed when it came in. I was like, what the f is this? Oh, oh, nice, dude. Damn, Ted. I was very impressed.
Well, it's funny. I'll get into it on this, but. Yeah, one of the ideas hit me last week, so I just got up, ran out here, and jotted it down.
Wow.
All right, we ready to rock?
Thumbs up.
All right.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Teds. Starring the Teds. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Welcome back to another The Home episode. Thanks everybody for checking us out. Hopefully we got some new people subscribing. As always, I'll be the host of this here podcast. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Ted Smith, these home episodes. To the bottom of me today, not to the left on the Zoom, is Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
It's a lonely time in America. Just want to send some love out to everybody. Thanks for listening. We have a good time doing it, and I'm glad you enjoy it.
All right, back there on the wheels of steel, getting everything set up, allowing the recording. Matt Conner, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. That was a real fun start to this recording. But you just threw the hammer down.
So people don't know, like, when we're doing these over Zoom, I have to allow Matt the ability to record. And every week I forget, and he's like, hey, man, can you let me record? So this week I finally had it preset, and he's like, you gonna let me record? It's like, why don't you check it?
You got caught.
We got those.
Honestly, he looked like his mind was blown.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was well played. I think I caught the audio of like the reaction, and we'll just start it with that. But yeah, that was, I didn't see my face. I was just in utter shock.
Let's see. So, first thing I'll start with today is that, I have had a COVID test. I'm negative. That is an uncomfortable thing. Has anybody else in here had one?
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. I'm so happy you said that. That test was like That wrecked me. I mean, that guy like touched my, okay. For people who don't know, it's like that Q-tip way up your nose, right? But that thing like wrecked, that thing touched my brain. I swear. Like instantly.
No.
Yeah. Tears pouring down my face and my nose started bleeding.
Okay. So my nose didn't bleed, but like you get in there and they're like explaining it to you and they give you a tissue. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then like the guy is back there doing it. And the only way I can describe it is the last 10 seconds of a plank. You know, when you're like, you know, back, but time is just like tick, tick. You know what I mean? Oh. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, all right, I got this. But as soon as he pulled it out, I mean, tears just started flowing down my cheek. Yeah. And he goes, that's what the tissue's for.
Here's some cab fare. Have a great day.
Yeah. I mean, with that said, through the city of Seattle, it was super easy to get it done and everything. It, I mean, the process, I mean, when it goes up your nose, that part sucks. But like the whole process of getting in and out, I was like, this is great.
Every part of the test was easy except for the test itself. And dude, I'm actually kind of happy we have this podcast because I want to give a shout out to the, okay, government. I'm always complaining about government and how inefficient they are and whatever. But shout out to the guy who took the old emissions testing facility in SoDo and was like, you know what? We just stopped doing emissions tests because all the new cars are like well beyond it. Let's use that. That thing's perfectly set up for a drive-through. You have 5 lanes, individual stations for people, just a quick QR code. The problem is you never see that guy on the front page of the newspaper. You see the guy, the mayor who messed something up or the senator who did whatever, but like, I want that guy on the front page of the paper being like, you know what? Like, this is the guy to look up to. The guy who is like, hey, I got a great idea. Let's help everybody and save some money.
Yeah, I went to the walk-up clinic since I don't own a car down in like Rainier. And it was funny, like it was so easy to do. So when I got my Nate, by the way, I just was worried as I'd been on a plane and stuff. But man, I can't tell you how excited I was when it was like negative. I was like, awesome. But so I called City of Seattle, like the hotline. And I'm just like, hey, man, I was at the walk-in clinic. Like Grady took care of me. It was awesome. Like, and he's like, okay, thanks. My supervisor. I was like, he does not care. And I was like, and I was negative. And he goes, congratulations. I'll tell my supervisor.
He's like, get off the phone. We have real emergency calls. This is 911.
Like, people need to test it, sir. Why are you tying up the phone line?
That's excellent. Dude, I feel like that's one of those like ways you know you're getting older. You know, when like grandmothers call up 911 and there's like, there's a cat in my tree. And they're like, miss, please save this for emergencies.
The other funny thing is like Matt, when they're doing it right, the guy's just like, you know, like just relax, go to your calm place or whatever. So Sunflower, Post Malone and Swali was playing like in the background, and he goes like, so what'd you think about? I go, what would Swali do? He'd probably play it super cool.
God, dude, you were probably cooler than me. I was in the van, and so I was like reared back, like pushing my head against the headrest. Like that guy went so deep in there. I mean, I honestly didn't know a Q-tip could go that far. They're like, for people who don't know, they're like those long, extra long matches. They're like that long, those matchsticks.
Yeah, and then they like snap it off and put it in the tube. I'm with you. Like I had heard about the test, but I was like, oh, that is way past any.
Is that like, that's probably how sinus headaches happen, right? Because like your sinuses are like up in your nose, I thought, but then they give you headaches. Like the way that's all just kind of connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because for me, I was just standing there. And you just put your head all the way back. And I mean, it felt like it was like back here.
Whoa.
He's pointing to like the side of his ear behind his temple.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, that's. Matt, yeah, I think if I remember, the sinus is like a whole system in there and it flows like through your cheeks too. And so, yeah, you can get like pressure in like a bunch of different spots in the sinus. And it's like your main kind of like, I don't know if it goes, it's like up like all the way up in the bridge of your nose too. Like it's a big setup and there's a lot of things that can go wrong in the sinus. I remember that. I don't remember much else about it though.
Yeah, I'd never dealt with like sinus issues. I've said I was when I was just like high and I thought it might cover for my red eyes and dry throat.
Well, that's the other thing, right? Like I had been gone for a week and then, you know, had a little fun on the weekend. So I wake up, it's like that first Monday where all the smoke showed up. So all of a sudden, like, my stomach already feels like garbage. And then with the smoke, it's like, oh, I've got a sore throat. Like, I've got COVID. I'm like, I convinced myself that I had it.
Dude, yeah. I think everyone probably at this point has had that moment where they're like they cough once, like, I have COVID. Or like you sneeze in a grocery store and like, I definitely have COVID. I don't know. I've had a couple like things like that where I'm like, oh, I have it for sure. I haven't had it yet though, as far as I know.
Yeah, and then your brain just starts running. It's like, oh, Christ. Like, did I contaminate everybody at work? Like, I was just back home. Did I contaminate my mom?
Do I have to call all my old ex-girlfriends? Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Like, we held hands in July, so you should know.
We had sex 3 years ago, and I just wanted you to know. Right. I got it from you.
I will talk a little bit about the trip back east. A lot of fun. I will say flying is super eerie, man. Like, right? the airport's basically empty. And then what else? Like, I took a red eye out, like a 10:30 flight, and literally there was two planes on the tarmac. That's it.
Whoa.
At SeaTac?
At SeaTac, dude.
Like, oh, my God.
Less than half full. I mean, it was like, I was like, holy cow, this is creepy, man. It was crazy.
Dude, think about how many people depend on that tarmac being busy. Like, that's jobs all the way up and all the way down, from the guy putting the peanuts on the plane to the person packing those peanuts in a plant to the person building that plane, the person monitoring that plane, air traffic control, the guy throwing the luggage on there, like the places where those people, when they come to town, are going to stay. That's insane.
Yeah, I will say, traveling across the country, man, like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, I kind of get away with living in a bubble with my group of friends, you know? But, like, traveling back east and stuff and seeing people, like, out of work and, you know, like, you know, people are like, I don't know if I'm going to make rent and stuff. Like, it really hit home what this pandemic has done.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. And also, on the same clip, when you travel out of state, like, we really live in a bubble in Seattle. When you travel out of state, I've also noticed how many Trump supporters there are. And you talk to people and they're like, oh, he's going to win for sure. You know, so just like, but in Seattle, if you ask anybody, they're like, I can't name a single person who voted for him. It's like, dude, there's a lot of people who are big on that. And then also, yeah, like you said, the economy hurting. I mean, I want to say, God, I might mess this up. 31 states, the number one profession is truck driving, long haul truck driving. Which obviously, like, that's about to get automated away with AI. And so it's like, yeah. I'm curious to hear what the vibe was there. You know what I mean? Like, does Seattle have this pandemic the worst or no? Like, Capitol Hill, specifically our neighborhood, or no?
You mean like what do you mean? Like, people wearing masks or people taking it serious?
No, dude, and, you know, I try not to be negative on the podcast, but we went into lockdown first. We're still in lockdown, like, last. Like, a lot of states have just opened up and said YOLO, which, you know, I mean, there's some power in that. But then also, like, our neighborhood obviously had, like, the huge Chop and Chaz thing, the BLM people, like, breaking windows and stuff like that. So all the businesses are boarding up. You know, my girlfriend tried to get coffee the other day. We had to go to five places to find one that was open. Five places around my house are closed with boarded up windows. We have all the smoke rolling in. So and I'm not for or against really any of those things individually, but the vibe in our neighborhood has certainly changed. And the vibrancy of the street has changed. And so I'm just curious what the scene is on the East Coast or where you were at.
I mean, the craziest thing to me is just talking to some people that legit are like, were like fearful for my life. And I was like, well, hang on now. There's been a lot of protests, but like, there's not like personal property getting destroyed. And like, you know, like, I don't know how to explain. They're like, oh, I heard all of downtown's on fire and this and that. And it's like, no, it was my neighborhood, but also some of the biggest protest days, like, you walk two blocks over and it's still just, you know, just my street. So that part kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I was like, holy cow. But other than that, like, Maryland's done a good job. Virginia's done a good job. Like, I mean, my niece, she's going to college, so she had just gotten tested. My sister just gotten tested. So that stuff wasn't that much different. But you're right. It's just a different vibe, you know? And Seattle was so cut off even from the rest of the state that it just, whether you agree or disagree, it's nice to get out of the bubble and talk to other people. Because, I mean, trust me, I know a lot of people, too, that are Republicans and, frankly, don't like Donald Trump as a person, but are, like, staunch Republicans. So, you know, you're just not going to run into those on Capitol Hill.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Does it feel like are people kind of like sort of exhausted or downtrodden from the pandemic, or is it kind of business as usual? Because I've seen both. Like Utah felt to me like pretty much business as usual, but California felt like totally locked down.
No, Maryland was definitely a lot more locked down, and like outdoor seating, the bars inside were only at 25%. I will listen. One of the craziest things I saw, frankly, was I was grabbing takeout food. So me and my mom stayed at like one of those extended stay, like businessmen hotels in this little area that has like a bar right there, like residence, you know, like when you build a fake little city out in the suburbs and it's got everything contained.
Yeah.
We were staying in a place like that. So we had like lunch, I had some beers, and then we went to the grocery store and we were just hanging out in the hotel rooms around like 8. My mom finally is like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, yep, my bad. Like I'll run down and grab some stuff. But that was the first time like I had walked into a bar at like 8:30 at night, and like there's 7 dudes getting thrown out as I walked in. And it was just, I just hadn't seen that in months. You know what I mean? And they're like messing with the bouncer. And I'm just like, hey man, first of all, I felt like super old guy. Like everybody is like maybe 35 tops. And I'm just like, oh, no. I'm just grabbing takeout, man. He's like, oh yeah, go ahead. But that was kind of wild. Yeah, like you go inside and it's like, it's still spaced out. And that bar and restaurant, Looney's in Maple Lawn, I highly recommend. Great food and stuff. But like, yeah, it was just weird. I was like, holy cow, like this has affected everybody. Because when you travel too, I almost thought, well, it won't be the same as Seattle, but same stuff. You got to wear a mask everywhere and everything. So it was different. But yeah, watching those dudes get thrown out and then like, another couple showed up and the one guy's like yelling at his buddy. He's like, I got stuck with a $150 tab. And they were like, I thought Billy said to order like that stuff on his tab. And he's like, yeah, but Billy only left 50 bucks.
Classic Billy, man. God.
God damn it, Billy. But no, it was good. And then Sunday I got a private tour of the Xfinity Arena where University of Maryland plays basketball.
Dude, those pictures looked so sick.
Oh, it's awesome. And the best part is, like, I grew up in College Park, but the guy that runs the audio video for Maryland Athletics is from Spokane. So I met him years ago when he was running the Spokane Arena for the Shock, the arena football team. And then it just happened that he ended up working in Maryland and lives 2 blocks from the house I grew up in.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got that tour right. I'm on center court. The sign still said, welcome home, SVP. And he's like, I didn't have time to change it for you. I'm like, listen, you've already done enough. That would have been but walking out to center court. Like, I can't lie, boys. Like the eyes were welling up. I was just like, holy shit. Like, I can't.
That's powerful.
I'm standing on this court, just like taking pictures. And then it was like too bright. And he just pulled out his cell phone and goes, hang on, man. Let me turn off a couple of the digital screens.
Dude, fear the turtle, man. I mean, you won't find a bigger Maryland Terrapins fan than Ted Smith. That's dope. Yeah. Those pictures look so sick, too.
Yeah.
I'm wearing some of the new gear. I got some Big Ten Network gear.
Nice. Did you just raid the equipment room or what?
Well, they're not playing football. So
he's like, we're not going to have a season here. Get in here and get some pads. Get a helmet, Smith.
Basically, he's like, here, man, I got some stuff for you. And then, I mean, I was packing up. Every time I saw one of my cousins, like, what size you wearing now? Large, extra large? Here you go.
Get that jersey.
Yeah, and then went down.
Signed by the equipment manager.
Went down to my brother's house in Virginia. That was nice because it was me, my mom, my sister, my brother, like his whole family. We had a nice crab feast down on the deck. Chris and CJ stayed up with me for at least a half of the Sounders game that started at 10.
That's sick, man.
Yeah, it was just a great time. And then if you're ever in Baltimore, and I had never heard of this place till this trip, and shout out to my sister that recommended it. Nick's Fish House on the Patuxent River. You kind of got to drive through like an area that doesn't look like there's anything back there. And it's like a beach bar, like on the dock, on the thing. And Matt, I haven't talked to you. So that crab pretzel I got, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maryland's famous for crab pretzels, but generally it's a big soft pretzel. They cover it in crab dip and then cheese. Not at Nick's Fish House. They cut it in half, load in the crab dip, put the other top on, cover that in crab imperial, then the cheese.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was so good. I went 2 days in a row.
Wow. I mean, smart thinking on your part. That sounds incredible. I don't know what it is about crab. I don't like it by itself. I never had a crab pretzel while I was out there. But, like, I love crab cakes. I love crab dip. And the crab pretzel sounds amazing. It's an interesting food.
Like, crabs is a different ball game. But this crab pretzel, like, if you don't like that, you're probably just not alive.
Hey, do you guys do what's the standard for, like, a Maryland blue crab? Is it butter and Old Bay or just Old Bay or garlic? Or what do you guys do?
Old Bay and apple cider vinegar.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting you to say.
Oh, yeah, you can mix
it. You dip it in apple cider vinegar, or you, like, sprinkle it over the top?
So you get them steamed in a bunch of Old Bay, and then you dump – then usually you get a bowl, put some vinegar in there, and then I like to throw the Old Bay in there, mix it together. We call it sludge.
Oh, dude, that's kind of – okay. That actually makes sense. That's kind of like the British, like, doing the malt vinegar or whatever on their fries, right? Kind of that type of vibe?
Exactly. Like when you get when you're on the boardwalk in Ocean City and you're at Thrasher's, you just dump vinegar on the fries and then salt.
Dude, Thrasher's sounds like the kind of place 19-year-old me wants to party.
Oh, Thrasher's is just a fry joint on the boardwalk. So you're on
Really?
Oh yeah, it's like 90 degrees, 90% humidity, and you're sweating bullets, but you wait in line to get a bucket of these fries and then go sit on a bench and eat them.
Oh, with that name, I assumed it was like a sports bar for like college bros.
Nah, that's more, well, Looney's is definitely a sports bar, but it's for everybody.
Yeah, I meant like that age group, you know, like people who are 18 to 23, 24.
No, but it was a lot of fun, solid trip, and, you know, good to see everybody and check in. Saw my cousin Tom and stuff, had some Lido's.
Dude, I know like most people probably, you know, whatever. I mean, it's a podcast, but just on a personal level, what's how's Chris's like school year going? Is he doing it from home or are they in there or what?
Right. So they're all remote learning right now, but they basically went through all the hiccups in the spring. So it's going a lot smoother.
Oh, nice. Good. Cool.
Yeah. I will say though, I spent the night there Sunday night and I got up on Monday. And he's got like one of those houses where like you have like, you know, like you have like the living room that nobody uses. And then you have like the family room, kind of almost like the den.
Yeah, the spot.
There's just like three steps like up to the other side. So I'm looking corner at him and he's on his laptop. And like an idiot, I thought he said something to me. And I go, are you talking to me? And then I hear him go, yeah, that's my brother. He's in from out of town. And that's my dog. I was like, sorry.
God damn it, Chris. I'm sorry. I'm new here. That's honestly hilarious. Dude, you would be piping up in the back of a Zoom call. Like, that's such a Ted Smith move, I can't even tell you. Yeah, I like to talk. What are we talking about, guys? Let's solve some issues. Yeah, I went to school.
That was the first time I had driven a car in months, especially since I've been watching F1. And my mom has a Nissan, is it a Maxima? But it's got some pictures. Right? She doesn't need it, but she loves it. So when you're leaving Northern Virginia, you got to get on the toll road, right? So, I mean, I am smiling, like laughing to myself, like throwing in the quarters. And then it's like the F1 start, like, oh, Smith's sixth position on the grid. Here he comes. I mean, I must have looked insane, Matt. I mean, I'm just laughing. Like every time I pass somebody, which is rare as I don't speed, I'm like, Smith with the overtake.
Ted Smith passed Max Verstappen.
Right. I drove
one man to beat into the chicane.
Tight at 10 and 2 the whole way.
God, man. Dude, Ted, sometimes I forget, just in the regular, like, default world, you have more fun than almost anybody I know. Like, for most people, that's just merging onto a freeway.
It's not the race at Spa. overall, it was a good time. And then, flying was cool. And then what else was I going to say? Anyhow, but then, when I got back, Spent a little time up in the mountains and then freaked out. So I thought I had COVID. Everything's good. And I was going to say, but 2020 doesn't stop. The smoke here, and I realize people even across the water don't have the same. It is intense in the city, man.
Yeah, it is. I haven't left my house in like 3 days.
Yeah,
I said, don't go outside. So I've been trying not to.
Yeah, I've just been walking back and forth to work, but I was telling Matt before you hopped on, like, even just that, like, I don't know, like, my throat feels weird, like I've been smoking cigarettes and, like, breathing just felt different. I'm like, God, this is freaking weird, man.
Yeah, and you would think it would clear out of the city, but it's just kind of been sitting in this little bowl, you know? And so, yeah, I hope it was supposed to clear up Monday night. Obviously, that didn't happen. But, yeah, I mean, those fires are massive. And it is interesting, you know, I feel like I'm just a kind of an observer of media, and it's interesting to see where, with how politicized our country is, how many people are saying, hey, this is clear evidence of climate change. And just as viciously, people on the other side of the aisle saying these fires were set by Antifa. It has nothing to do with climate change. And they're trying to burn down these cities and loot the buildings in the burned down areas.
Yeah, I mean, there was people after the initial fire started that were arrested for trying to start more. So, like, that's not a lie. But it also shouldn't take away from the fact that the fires kind of started on their own on that Monday. The eastern part of the state was already on fire. And then I want to say it was a down power line or something that started. And then somebody did get arrested trying to start another one, which is just insane. Like, yeah. I'm just, what goes through your brain? But, yeah, I'm with you. And it's... yeah, everything's one way or the other. It's insanity. But, I mean, the smoke up here now is not even from our state. This is all from California.
Yeah. Yeah, and Southern Oregon, too, has a couple big ones. My parents had to drive through one down near, what's that town called? I always forget the name of it. Ashland, Oregon. There's like a little, it's kind of this little narrow valley that there's a bunch of towns in, and it was just burning right up the valley. They had to close I-5, actually, all six lanes.
Whoa.
Yeah, because remember on Labor Day in the morning, there was this crazy wind, but it started coming from the east, right? So I was looking at Twitter, and like, they closed I-90 on the east part of the state and on the pass pretty early. And I was like, there's no way all that smoke's getting down here. And then by the evening time, it was all here.
Yeah, and Ted, you're a weather guy, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I was under the impression, at least, that typically our weather rolls in from the west, like southwest kind of, and moves up, and occasionally from the northwest, but we rarely get wind coming from the eastern side of the state. Is that correct?
Correct. That Monday Labor Day was the, I mean, I hate to use the word perfect, but those were perfect fire conditions. Our summer started late, but we hadn't had rain in weeks. And then it was hot and dry. And then all of a sudden, those winds just switched and started coming from the east, which is very rare. And now we're stuck in this thing where we have to get winds from the northwest. Like, just coming off the ocean or isn't going to be enough. Like, they got to come down from it. And they just aren't there. I mean, that's the other, like, infuriating thing is our summer took so long to get going. And now we're just stuck in this pattern of, like, no rain. The winds won't switch to the normal side. Just like, what the hell is going on?
Dude, well, I will say, you know, this whole year, if you want to take the Zen approach, this whole year is definitely good training in patience and accepting things the way they are. That being said, I've been guilty of just been like, just getting, you know, upset and annoyed by the continually worsening condition of things, or seemingly. And now, like, with the, what's his name? Roger Stone saying that the election, if Trump doesn't win, that he should just declare martial law. Like, I think November is going to be wild, boys.
Yeah. Negative Nostradamus, as I'm known, is not looking forward to that part of the fall. With that said, some good news. I don't know about you guys, but Sunday was the most normal I had felt in a long time.
Whoo.
Watching the Seahawks play an NFL game and just spending an afternoon just worrying about block, tackle, win. Like, right? I mean, it felt so much fun. I was in here yelling and screaming, drinking beers. It was great. I didn't realize, like, I know I love football, but this is the most excited I've been about an NFL season, I think, in 15, 20 years.
It was such a good day, man. Yeah, it was so good to have football back, and the Hawks looked great. Yeah, I went over to my buddy Jake's and had some, he made great waffles. We had NA mimosas, NA beers. I'm on this NA champagne kick right now. It's fucking awesome. But yeah, the Hawks looked great. I was doing push-ups every time they scored, the amount of points that they had. And then, but those add up. The more they score, it's a set of 38 by the end. They don't usually score that much. So it was a ton of push-ups, but like, I was pretty stoked about it. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, Sunday, and it was just normalcy, like you said.
Yeah. I cooked some chicken wings, had some chips. I was like, look at us just being normal. Also, Matt, I don't know that anybody does more push-ups than the Oregon Duck.
Is that what they do?
That's what we were just talking about a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of mascots will always do the push-ups when they score, but you always got to keep, like you're saying, you got to keep going. Well, the Ducks blow people out all the time. And I'm like, man, that Duck is doing a rack of push-ups.
Yeah.
What was that running back's name that we were trying to come up with? Ted, do you remember it now?
No.
For people listening at home, when the Oregon Ducks had this running back who was crazy fast, Michaels, is that what it is? LaMichael James. Dude, yes, good pull, Ted. Seriously, good. So the season that he was the running back, I mean, that Duck, if they're up 78 points and they score a field goal, that's not just 78 pushups. That's another 78 plus the three. And so, like, think about what that guy was cranking out in a game, because you're working all the way up to 78 by sevens and threes. I mean, he was probably putting up, what, like 300-400 pushups in a game?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and there's a lot of mascots to do it, but I'm like, the Duck has to have done the most over the last few years.
Oh, yeah. And you hear that number and you're like, 300 pushups? All right. But here's what I challenge you. Get down and give me 30 and tell me how you feel about 300. Because people get real, I've noticed men get real confident. And then they crank out a couple and they're like, whoa, okay. Yeah, that's real. I'm
push-ups
terrible.
Are no push-ups, joke.
But, yeah, for real.
If pushups are easy, you might be doing them wrong. But. Like, what do I know? But yeah, I think it'd be even more than 300 or 400. Like, I was in the 130s when the Hawks scored 38, but it's like an exponential thing. By the time you get to 70s, like, I think it just blows right past 300 or 400. Is it the same dude? Like, are they switching out Ducks throughout the game to accommodate that?
All right, so I just randomly got on this conversation with Cobb and a couple people the other day. I'm like, man, that Duck's doing the most push-ups. I don't know. Do you swipe out Ducks at halftime?
Is it David Goggins hiding in there?
You might have to. I mean, usually most colleges usually have about four mascots. I know that's what we had at BC, because one of my friends was the mascot. But I don't know if you're swapping out in the middle of a football game, unless there's an injury. You know, and even then, you probably don't have a backup there. I mean, I bet that guy's cranking them out. He's earning them. But that's, you think about, Matt, you're right. You would go way past 300.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I forget the total tally. It was somewhere in the 130s, though, to get to 38. But then it's like, what's after 38? 41 or 44? Like, and then you're just adding from there. And, they stack up quick.
Yeah. Jesus. Well, good for the Duck, man.
They're doing his thing, man. Do work, Duck. Do work, Duck. All right, let's see. Oh, by the way, just one thing I want to bring up just to bitch about. So I'm supposed to be going to a wedding this weekend, but obviously no stores are open. So it's a company where they like send in the measurements and then they send you the tux like through the mail. But I've made a little bit of an error and got my shirt as the slim fit, which is fine on the neck, but it's real tight on the belly, like tight up like, stay away from me. If I'm facing you, I might put your eye out with a button. But now it's like, I'm leaving on Friday and I'm like, I'm sending frantic emails like, yo, where is the normal shirt?
I respect the confidence, Ted Smith. I'd like to start off there and say, you probably ordered this thing a couple weeks ago. I respect the confidence to be like, you know what? Slim fit me. F it.
Right?
I'll be class good after butt. My trip to Maryland.
Now I think we got to be talking about one of those like, LA fast track water diets at this point. I mean, you're basically a chick preparing for this wedding. I think you got to treat it as such. You know what I mean? Like, we got to take this thing seriously. I want you eating. What are those things that Anna Nicole Smith died from?
Oh, like Fim Fan or whatever?
Was it?
Is it like Fim Fan or that stuff back in the day?
Yeah, it had some, like, it was like the Hollywood something. But yeah, I think it's ephedrine. Yeah. And yeah, we got to get you on those immediately, Ted. I mean, we're looking, you know, there's going to be, what are they called? Dude, what are the, bridesmaids? A lot of, like, you know, young, attractive moms. I mean, the sky's the limit on this. Ephedra right away.
You know me. I put on the jacket, like, all right, got to get a little hem in the sleeves, but jacket fits right. Like, pants are all right, need a little hem. And then the shirt, like, I put it on, and I was like, the neck fits. Like, oh, no. And then, of course, I was like, why did I go with classic slim fit?
Trim spa. That's what we got to get you on, man. Trim spa.
So is there supposedly another shirt on the way for you as of now, Ted?
Correct. It was supposed to be here today, and then they came with like a number, but every time I call the number, it's a fax machine, but it's like all online. So finally tonight I was like, sent like a just an email, just like, dude, like the number doesn't work, like I'm leaving Friday, like what are we gonna do, like I need this shirt, so I have to wear the other one. Like, I'm going to have to keep my jacket closed the entire day.
Is it a color that would be easy to replace with the off the rack situation?
Yeah. I mean, it's a white shirt. So I think if it doesn't show up, I can just go to like Men's Warehouse or something, but I don't know. That was the first time I had done anything like that. Cause usually I would just go to the Men's Warehouse and get fitted there. But because of COVID and everything, it was like, just order it offline. And I was already like, I don't have the traditional body build, kind of a short, stocky fella, so ordering online clothing is already a little bit of a tricky one for me.
Ted Smith ain't off the rack, baby.
All right, Mr. Cobb, we got some emails.
Oh yeah, dude, I was waiting on your I was waiting to hear about your wild wet dream.
I want to get into that conversation. We'll wait till next week. It wasn't a wild wet dream, honestly. I've just been smoking less weed. But the dreams are so intense.
Dude, yeah, when you stop smoking weed, dreams are really intense. I don't know exactly why that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. G'day, gents. This past weekend, I was lucky enough to have my dad come visit. Not having really any plans and being okay with relaxing all weekend was on the agenda. When he got into town Thursday night, drinks started flowing. My dad mentioned that we should just smoke a bunch of meat and have a barbecue. Yes, Ted. Low and slow.
Nice.
And that was mentioned. I instantly was excited and on board. Went to the local butcher shop, picked up 4 racks of ribs, 12 chicken legs, and a tri-tip. Lo and behold, we had a smorgasbord of tasty treats. My Cobb topic for the crew. Oh, dude, he included pictures. Hell yeah. Oh, dude, these look like professional barbecue shots, honestly. Ted, we got 2 racks of ribs with sauce on, 2 racks of ribs that look like just a dry rub, probably 9 ears of corn, big old chicken. Oh, dude. This is a stacked barbecue.
I like that. That's some of the classics right there.
God, man. Oh, dude, they give us an inside shot. I wish you guys could see this. This is what's up. All right, I'll get back to it. My cop topic for the crew is, what is something you can instantly supersede previous arrangements? Oh, that can instantly supersede previous arrangements. That's a homemade mac and cheese in the photo, by the way. I just wanted to brag a little bit. LARP on, folks. Your drunk Sherpa.
I get right. He's asking, like, what would you change your plans for, like, on a dime?
Yes.
I mean, I think he nailed one of the big ones for me. Like, if we have plans just to chill or something, but you're like, hey, let's start barbecuing or have a meat fest, like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I mean, even last time I went over to the lake house with Matt, like the whole day was about hanging out on the lake and, you know, having fun, but cooking those watermelon burgers and like doing stuff on the grill was a massive, massive part of it.
For me, my mind goes darker. I feel like if someone's injured, that supersedes whatever I'm doing. If someone is like about to have a baby and I somehow need to help, I don't know what supersedes. If someone's like going paintballing and they hit me up, I'm in. Love paintballing. I don't know. Yours is better.
Yeah, I would say like this weekend too, like to me, weddings supersede things. Like if somebody has an important life event, like even if there's a huge party or festival I want to go to, it's like, you got to go to the wedding, man. You got to put in that effort for the friend.
Oh yeah. Where is this thing?
It's out at, now it's going to be out at the, at Cave B.
Cave B, you say?
Yeah. Next to the gorge. It's like a winery.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they, I guess they have a package because of COVID that's like, you can only have like 30 people and the price is a lot cheaper than it normally would be.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Good for them. I actually had someone hit us up for popcorn for a wedding in 2 days today. And I was just like, really pushing it, guys. Really pushing it.
Hey, follow me real quick. You guys are chasing my heart now. Salt and vinegar popcorn?
Ted, we got to get you back in the fold, man. Those Smith boys, you know, they're good, but we need you back as a spokesperson.
I was hitting up Rowan. I was like, you know, I love salt and vinegar chips. Like, I got to get some of the popcorn.
Nice. I'm glad to hear it. Hey, guys, I hope you're all doing well and enjoyed your time off. I wanted to thank you for finally turning me on to Run the Jewels. There was a free download for the second and fourth record. When I'm back working, I'll get the other records. My favorite song is Close Your Eyes off the second record. I love the flow, and it's a banger. I also finally checked out Royal Blood, and holy f***, they're awesome.
Yeah.
I got 2 songs by them, and they were so good. I can't wait for them to come through town, whenever that'll be. And yes, Matt, I heard the new Hatebreed, and it's good. We need to get Ted into that band. Thanks, Stevie, the Packers fan.
Yeah, I mean, I'll stick up for Run the Jewels and Royal Blood any day of the week. Those are 2 bands that for sure, like, just thump, man. Yeah.
So you know Stevie has good taste, and you can check out the new Hatebreed song.
So you guys probably don't know this. I got you. The funny thing with the Megacast is, for whatever reason, we've been having trouble, like, uploading it. So, like, Stevie's always on it, right? Like, he knows when Migs and I are going to do one. And then we were joking on the last one, like, we got a full episode, like, blah, blah, blah. And Stevie just hits me up on Twitter, like, I'm, like, I hate to tell you this, but, like, only half of it uploaded. And I was like, oh, no. Like, what are we doing wrong?
Oh, painful. That guy's great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Good to see him up and moving around, too.
Yeah,
right, definitely. But let's check in with what's maddening.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, I'm trying to think because it's been a couple weeks now. I want to start by saying I'm going to put together a Facebook group for people that want to do some sort of push-up challenge associated with the Seahawks scoring. And, like, if you want to, you know, adjust to your ability level or find a variation that works best for you, I'll help with that. And so find me on Facebook, Matt Koch, K-O-C-H. And yeah, it's fun. By the time in the second half of that game, I was liking this new push-up idea, and I had already decided, like, you know, Seahawks, you're usually good for 28 or whatever. Like, that's a good number. And then I had already jumped ahead to, like, I'm just going to do this all season. This is great. I'm here with my friends. You know, they might think it's a little weird, but it's not, like, crazy and, like, it's not hurting anybody. So I got over that social thing of, like, people watching. And then the Hawks just kept scoring. And I was like, okay, this is now I got to rethink this idea. I didn't know they were going to let Russ cook like that. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. A couple days before that, I celebrated 7 years without drinking, which is pretty wild to reflect on. And yeah, that was a fun day, though. Tyler came over and brought me, like, a thing of non-alcoholic champagne, some Krispy Kremes, and a giant foil balloon that was a 7.
Yeah, that's impressive, dude, especially considering when it started, right? You're like, I'm going to give it a few months or 6 months or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it started with 90 days, and it just kind of snowballed, and, you know, cool stuff kept happening. I was having a really good time without it. That's continued to this day. And, you know, yeah, there's, like, events where I was like, oh, I'll drink at that. And then it'd come and I'd be like, I don't need a drink for that. I kind of like what's been happening lately. The Kings won the Stanley Cup and the Hawks won the Super Bowl, like right when I started that journey. It was like, look, man, I'm not going to dismiss those as coincidences. Like, I refuse. And so, yeah, it's been cool. So it was fun to like kind of think back to, yeah, holy cow, 7 years ago. And it doesn't feel that long, honestly. So that was really cool. And then the weekend before that, Tyler and I went out to Idaho and checked out this place called Craters of the Moon. Have either of you heard of that place?
No.
Dude, okay. I always suck at explaining it, but it's a like old place where there's a bunch of volcanic ash that like it didn't come out of a it used to be lava, and it's formed into all these big fields that have all these caves and tunnels, but it's not like a mountain volcano situation. It's just like the lava came out of the earth in the middle of Idaho, and there's a few like big rock piles, but it's mostly pretty flat, like lava fields. Super dope.
That's cool. How far away was it?
Like 10 plus hours.
All right, that's a good road trip.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot of fun. The town of Arco was fantastic. We stayed there. It's like 900 people population. But we had a blast. So there's all these numbers painted up on this mountainside, like on all these cliffs in different parts of the face of the mountain. Bunch of them. And we're driving up, and we kind of like, what is going on in this small little town that we're camping at the KOA of? And then we talked to the guy that runs the KOA, and he was like, every year since 1920, back in 1920, some dude climbed up there. He graduated from the county high school. He got up there and painted a 20 on the mountain, and every graduating class has done it since.
Dang.
Yeah. Enormous. Now you can see them from town. I don't know how big these things are, how the hell these people pulled it off like once, let alone every single year some high schoolers getting tasked with it. I don't know how you get selected to do it. So that was tripping me.
That's
out
impressive.
Yeah, it's super impressive, and I still have no idea how they pull it off, but
I'm assuming you volunteer for that. I hope it's not just like, hey, Ted, you got to go up to the rock, the mountain this year and paint it. Like, what?
Dude. Yeah, right? You just get told? Dude, so 1 year, the graduating class, it's the whole county, and they only had 12 people in the graduating class.
Dude, I feel like with things like that, you pretty much know from like, because you're with the same people all the way through, you pretty much know from like kindergarten or first grade, like who the couple people are who are going to paint it. You know what I mean? You're chosen early and groomed.
That's such a great point. Holy cow. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even think about that part of it. Yeah. So that was tripping us out. That was a ton of fun. And it was a great trip. And then, came back through. Yakima was already like really smoky, but we got out at this rest stop. It's funny you're talking about that. We came back on Sunday before Labor Day. And the rest stop, like right after Yakima coming over towards Cleellum, was howling with wind. And I didn't even think like, oh, until I got home and the smoke started to roll in of like, oh yeah, all that wind right by where all that smoke was is now bringing it this way. Like it didn't dawn on me.
Oh. Man.
Right.
Dude, I'm telling you, Labor Day when I got up, I was like, man, it is windy out here. And it's just like, I don't know. It felt weird, and then it got weird.
Yeah, sure has. But, yeah, I've had some fun these past couple of weeks, even though they've been weird, so that's what's maddening.
Yeah, I would say to remind people, too, if they don't live in Seattle, the other tough part is that, like, it's still been warm, but you're not supposed to open your windows. I don't know about Cobb, but, like, it just gets stuffy in here. I'm like, ah. You know, like, it's September. I should be able to open my windows.
Ruthless, mate. Ruthless.
Yeah, it has been. What else are you going to say? I think we're good. So it's probably about that time.
Cobb topic.
Your Cobb topic this week, you know, a lot of our listeners are into music. I'm into music. Ted's into music. Matt's into music. And this one, I might take some flack for this, but I encourage you to go listen to the song deeply if you don't necessarily agree. Then you can flip me whatever S you want in the emails. But so for me, like I'd always heard about Dolly Parton, and I was like, I don't know who that is or what she's about, whatever. And I'd heard like the 9 to 5 work song. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I heard the song Jolene, and I was like, oh, like that is so raw and real. You know what I mean? She's so like painfully honest in it about the situation. And so it got me thinking for the cop topic this week, what song holds the most meaning to you and why? Email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com with two E's, or hit us up on Twitter. What song holds the most meaning to you and why? And here's the thing, to make it easier, I want to take the edge off. It doesn't have to be like the greatest song of all time has the absolute most meaning. Like, what's a song that has significant meaning to you and why? You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be your penultimate, because so many people who listen to this have 40 favorite songs, which is fine. But just like, what's one that you're like, ooh, that's a hitter? So what do we got, boys?
I feel like that's a double question. Like, most meaningful or like just one like hitter, like one you meaningful. Like
to- I mean, one that hits like deep emotionally, not like as a banger.
I would have to go with, I mean, this may not shock you once you hear it, because I've talked about it on this podcast a bunch. Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. I think I told the story on here, but when I was a little kid, like, I remember it came on the radio when I was driving back from somewhere with my dad, and he was like, you don't really get this song right now, and that's okay, but like, someday you will. And then I was making the rounds when I worked at the radio stations, and I went into the sound, and it's like 2 a.m. or something, and that song's playing, and I turn it up and I listen to the lyrics, and I think about like that moment with my dad all those years ago, and like that song doesn't really describe our relationship, but it made me very sentimental about the father-son relationship, and I just started crying. And then I pulled it up with the lyrics on YouTube and listened to it, and like I listened to that song and cried for like hours straight. And you know, then we've had some fun jokes about it. Shout out to, god damn it, I forget which Twitter follower played it on a jukebox in a bar, and like, you know, because it's a downer ass song, and like I did it at karaoke one night when it was a real young upbeat crowd, and so it's fun to like fuck around with. And my dad and I have reflected on it and listened to it, but also had a lot of laughs about it lately, so I think that's one that'll, you know, yeah, will always be really meaningful and make me smile, but also get sentimental.
I like that.
Yeah, kind of same for me. Like, it's certainly not an upbeat song. I mean, it's got a good rhythm, but Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tracks of My Tears. Since as a kid, a lot of times I'd be like depressed and stuff, but like, I don't know, I always kind of felt those lyrics. He's talking about a girl, but like, you know, what's it? I'm the life of the party because I tell a joke or two, but deep inside I'm feeling blue. So, you know, it's always kind of one of those things, right? Like, you know, like the smiling person isn't always as happy as you think they are.
Oh yeah, Robin Williams. Did you say it's called Tracks and Tears, or what's it called?
Tracks of My Tears. You would know it.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, it was in Platoon, and I loved that movie when I was a kid, which is kind of a depressing movie.
But when good movie though.
Yeah, when he's cool and smoking weed with all the black dudes, they're always singing that song. yeah, but sometimes when I tell people that, it came up on the menu, people are like, that's the song? I'm just like, hey, if you're talking about a song that gets you in the feels, it has a meaning for you, you know? And then when I went through my first breakup, I liked it even more. I was like, oh yeah, right? See me with another girl, seems like I'm having fun. I'm not.
Dude, that's the thing, man, with like, I don't know, artists
laughing about that.
Yeah. No, that's
you're making me laugh as you're talking about how you're making me laugh, like, may mask your sadness. And I'm like, is Ted sad right now?
No, trust me. If I was sad right now, I would have picked a different song.
I see some pain behind those eyes. No, I'm just kidding.
There was pain in them on Monday after that Seahawks game.
God, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, at this point, it's probably just smoke in your eyes.
Yeah. So there we go. We're back in business. We'll be back next week. The home episodes. Also, thanks to everybody that's been listening, and thanks to Matt and Cobb for, you know, we thought we were going to do a couple of these Zoom ones, but I'm happy we didn't miss a beat and we kept it rolling. And I mean, Matt, you bring that up. I'm like, Christ, you haven't drank in 7 years. That means we've been doing this for what, 7.5 years?
Probably with the trial ones. Yeah, I would say around there, because I definitely.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. we were already doing the podcast when I stopped. It was a handful of episodes into the actual thing, not counting those previous ones. But yeah, I remember drinking a couple times, like, yeah, during the cast chronicles. Like,
this is probably the most consistent thing in my life over that period.
Have commitment.
I'm serious.
Issues.
That's wild, man.
Right?
Here's the thing, though. Like, has anything else been like more steady? Like, Matt, you've changed jobs and places you live. I've changed where I live. Ted's changed where he lived twice, I think. This podcast has changed studios. You know, like, there's been a lot of change throughout those years, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've changed jobs too. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. My work is consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Right. The old steady horse, man. The old war horse. Ted freaking Smith, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. That's awesome. All right. There you go. For MCTP, for Cobb, and me, Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.